From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi forces say they are prepared to enter the city of Mosul just 2 weeks after launching an offensive to retake the city from Islamic State defenders. Special forces entered the last village in front of the city's eastern edge Monday. They now stand just a few hundred meters from the city's limits. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Monday said Defense Secretary Ashton Carter and others are pleased with the progress made thus far.
The campaign is on track and moving forward according to plan. Progress in the last 24 hours includes the successful clearing of the village of Ali Rash on the southeast outskirts of Mosul by Iraqi security forces and Kurdish forces clearing Karabat and Khani Shirin north of the city.
The Pentagon estimates as many as 7,500 IS fighters could be defending the city. Cook cautioned tough fighting lies ahead, but there is no question, he said, counter-IS forces have the momentum.
ISIL resistance so far has consisted of extensive use of vehicle-borne IEDs, indirect fire and snipers in an attempt to delay the advance, as well as obscuration fire set to try and conceal ISIL positions and movements. None of this has stopped the Iraqi advance and, of course, the support for the Iraqi advance, but from the coalition.
Iraqi state television reports IS defenders are fighting some of the hundreds of thousands of civilians who have risen up against them. Cook said so far few civilians have fled the fighting. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari is expressing shock and worry and ordered an investigation into allegations of rapes by soldiers and police of women and girls fleeing the Islamist group Boko Haram. Human Rights Watch said it has documented dozens of cases of sexual abuse at several camps in the capital of Borno State, Maiduguri. A presidential spokesman said the welfare of those most vulnerable of Nigerian citizens is a priority of the government. This is VOA News. The two main U.S. presidential candidates have just a week left to convince voters to support them ahead of the November 8 election. Speaking Monday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Republican hopeful Donald Trump said the way his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, handled email while Secretary of State put the nation at risk.
Hillary is the one who sent and received classified information on an insecure server, putting the safety of the American people under threat. That's what she did.
Speaking in Kent, Ohio, Monday, Clinton said she welcomes the reopening of the investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And I am sure they will reach the same conclusion they did when they looked at my emails for the last year. There is no case here.
FBI Director James Comey informed Congress last week law enforcement officials will re-examine a new batch of Clinton emails found on a computer of the estranged husband of a close Clinton aide. The U.S. has expressed concern after Turkish authorities maintained pressure on opposition news media in the wake of the July 15 aborted coup. Police Monday detained the editor and senior staff of one of the main secularist newspapers, Cumhuriyet. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
The United States supports the government of Turkey's efforts to bring to justice those responsible for the 15 July coup attempt, of course. We stand by our friend and NATO ally Turkey in the fight against terror in all its forms, including against the PKK. However, as Turkey's ally and friend, we encourage the government of Turkey to ensure that the rule of law and fundamental freedoms are protected.
Ankara claims the paper was suspected of supporting the coup, as well as Kurdish militants and exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Lebanon's parliament elected former army commander Michel Aoun as president, ending a more than two-year power vacuum and political stalemate. The 81-year-old Aoun, a strong Hezbollah ally, was sworn in as the 13th president, pledging political and economic reform. Pope Francis Monday and his Lutheran hosts called for unity between Catholics and Protestants during inaugural commemorations of the 500th anniversary of the Protestant referendum in Sweden Monday. The Pope said we're living through a renewed spirit and in recognition that Christian unity is a priority. He said more unites us than separates us. French demolition teams cleared the last remnants of the so-called jungle refugee camp near the port city Calais. Up until last week, it was where thousands of migrants lived in squalid conditions hoping to make it to Britain. Swedish diplomat Raoul Wallenberg, credited with saving tens of thousands of Jews in Nazi-occupied Hungary, was finally officially declared dead Monday, more than 70 years after disappearing into the Soviet Union. A Swedish tax official said the decision was made last week after a member of the Wallenberg family asked for a death certificate. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.